Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. God bless you wherever you might be. This is Doctrine of Truth. We're coming to you again, as always, in the spirit of the Lord and the spirit of kindness and love and compassion. We ask you to call a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We have our desire is always to bring the grassroots truth to you. Amen. As grassroots level, to know and to share with each other the biblical experiences we have shared, and that we all may grow thereby. Amen. And we're asking you to call a friend, tell a friend, tell them the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh God and Heavenly Father, we bow down and worship you and praise you. And before we apply all the blood of Jesus on this program, over all myself and others and persons that are praying for them today, oh God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God, we apply the blood of Jesus of Nazareth, oh God, over each of us, over the airways that surrounded us, over us and under us, telephone lines, over our homes, our properties, our offices, the cars, the truck, the businesses, our financial situations, our marriages, the ministry, cell phone, frequency. Lord, and I ask you and I thank you, amen, God, that you render powerless and neutralize the powers of air and destroy them. Cancel out their powers of all evil spirit, demonic spirit, demonic strong men, messages of Satan's and witchcraft prayers and that try to overcome in our presence, our home. Everywhere in our home, our pets, our property, our cars, our trucks, amen, everything in our cars and everything in our trucks, in our marriages and our finance and our ministries, our telephone lines, telephone frequencies, in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, we're praying that in Jesus' name, God, that you wash and cleanse our minds through the precious blood of your servant Jesus Christ. And give each of us clarity and thoughts. And give each of us a sound and sober mind in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to St. John 14:14. And to God be the glory. In Jesus' name, we bind the strong man, oh God, wherever they might be, God, or whoever might be listening and their family over these programs. And God, we ask you to bless these listeners. Bless these listeners by giving them the ability to overcome, oh God, to give them the overcoming strength and the enduring strength, oh God, the proving that you be with us always, like you said in your word. Amen. God, you say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And we praise you and we glorify you. And all the listeners everywhere and the supporters, oh God, of this broadcast and their homes, oh God, in Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, we pray. According to St. John 14:14 and according to Matthew 18:18-19, according to your word, according to the scripture. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Good to have you again, and you, amen, that we come with agreement all the time. We come with agreement. Amen. We agree. Amen. It's powerful. Amen. Learn how to agree. Amen. How to agree with one another. And we're talking now and discussing. Wake up. We're talking spiritually. Wake up. This is Antichrist time. And you have to know, amen, the first thing you should know, understand, amen, the work is of the enemy. The work of the enemy. And his whole focus, amen, to get you not to look directly at him. Not to be involved directly in attacking the works of the kingdom of darkness. Amen. His whole focus is to deceive the child of God. And Paul has said many times, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. But we wrestle against. And notice he said, we're wrestling. Amen. Being tossed to and fro. Amen. Being, you know, kind of right when you wrestle. I've noticed two wrestlers. Amen. One grab another one and try to flip him and either try to hug him down and hold him down. Amen. The other one get loose. Amen. And move. But he knows his opponent. So you have to understand that the children of God, amen, we have to be prepared mentally, amen, concerning these times. These times. We're going to look at, we're going from 2 Thessalonians, then we're going to move, amen, into 1 John. 1 John, we're going to look at the 1 John, the 4th chapter, I believe, and we want to make a quick stop in 1 John here for a moment. The first verse, said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know you the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. You are of God, little children, you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. They know that they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, we knoweth God and heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Amen. So we want to focus here. We want to focus here. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the land, according to 1 John. Amen. According to the scripture, we always focus back on believing the scriptures. Amen. Believing God, the spirit of Antichrist. That means, amen, according to Romans, say to be Romans 8, to be led by the Spirit. Amen. In Galatians, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. So we want to focus in, amen, that, you know, the fruits of the Spirit, and there's the fruits of error. There's the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of error. And these times, these days, amen, the fruits of error, what Jesus had talked about, amen, the gospel according to Matthew's, and Jesus had said in the last days, Matthew 24:4, he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for the many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, there's some translations from different Bibles, and some says, amen, for nation shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Now, taking the word sorrow and taking a look at that from the grassroots level and also from the biblical different translations, some are saying like a woman's birth pain, like the woman's birth pain. We know, and you hear many discussions, and that was the King James translation, amen, that when you make a mistake, you make a mistake and say, well, I'm sorry about making that mistake. But this here, amen, what is talking about is talking about the mental capacity. That's what's going to be going on in the land. Now, if we take it to look at this, comparing to, amen, the sixth verse, and put the seventh and the sixth. Okay, the sixth verse, it'd be the end is not yet. And you hear wars and rumors of wars, because things begin to happen one after another. You know, like a woman begin to have a baby, the times of pain and sorrow, amen, earthquakes, floods, war. One thing happens to another, and they're happening, and it's devastating. It's disastrous. And you can see it now. Many of you can verify that. Amen. Things that are coming upon the earth, war. See the children in certain parts of the world. They don't care nothing about children. They're blowing up things, killing babies and children. And people are very painful and sorry about seeing that. Amen. Now, if you can put yourself, amen, in those areas, and take a look at it, maybe you have not been in a flood where you lost your home and your family. Maybe you have not been in an earthquake area where you have lost. We always take it, look at other people. It's not going to happen to me. But let's take a look at this now. Jesus is saying, amen, all these things are going to happen, but the end of the world is not coming. That's not the end of the world. If you might feel like it's the end of your world, and because of the fact you feel that it might be the end of your world, because Paul spoke of, and he was telling Timothy, amen, the young preacher, amen, in the pastoral letters, Timothy, in the latter days, amen, people are going to be lovers of themselves. People are going to be high-minded. They're going to be boastful. Amen. They're going to be blasphemers. They're going to be disobedient, unthankful, unholy. I'm reading the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. So we can put all of this together. Paul was speaking of the mental capacity and the concentration and lifestyle of the people that's on this earth in these latter days, this time now. Amen. Their mind is on their pleasure. Their mind is on what they have and what they, the home they have, the car they have. They're trying to get all the material things they can together. Now, when these things begin to happen, all these tragedies and disasters and phantoms begin to happen to their world. They happen to their world. And that laying of ground, that kind of foundation, they don't have no hope. They don't know where to go, who to talk to. Their mental, they will not be thankful. They will not be honest and nice to you or anyone. Because have you seen people without food? Have you ever been without water for a while? Case in point, many years ago, amen, we went down to, I know overseas I shared, you know, we've seen a lot of that. But in America, when Andrews hit Miami in South Florida, and you couldn't find the right road. We went down to take water and food and different things. We couldn't find the right road. We couldn't find the right place. And there's people just walking, and they're just staring and looking. Amen. And not only that, but some churches that was left, and those that just was in their own family church, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know how to worship God. And those that were way up farther north, they expected, well, we'd travel and bring people up. Amen. They didn't want to go nowhere. Sometimes there were families, 3 and 4 families in one home. Amen. Sleeping on the floors and different things. And that was devastating. It was devastating. The hospital was full. Many wasn't physical, just mental breakdown and pressures and stressing out. Amen. So the devil bringing this, he's not bringing this, but Jesus said these things are going to happen. And when they do happen, if you don't have the love of God and the power of God in you to stand the ground, amen, and God has not taught you, or the pastors have not taught you, or you have not learned to give and to share, and when these things begin to come, and people that you know used to live on the cell phone, the telephone, the TVs, all of that is gone. All of that is gone. The only thing we're left is some ATM machines. Amen. So those that God had prepared, excuse me, that had prepared the dreams and visions that I was getting, and many more that I knew was talking about the ants. They were dealing about the ants. So we started storing up, and when this thing did hit, we had the resources to help people. So when these times, the Antichrist is, amen, he's putting in the spirit of people not to seek God. They don't like God. They don't want to be holy. And they're going to find themselves devastated. They don't know where to go, who to serve, who to call, amen, who to talk to. And this is the opportunity for the church. This is the opportunity for the church. Amen. Those that God had blessed, those that know these times are coming up, those that know, they see these signs going on, all these false spirits, all this disinformation, all of this given out, amen, they know they have to girdle up them loins and begin to start preparing themselves, amen, to help, not only help one another, as God lead them, help themselves, stand the ground. Stand, Paul said, if you've done all the stand. When the people start teaching, want to teach error. They want to preach error. They want you to take the, you know, water, anoint you with water, and all these old crazy different things that are not biblical. Amen. All this type of situations in God's house and in God's places. Amen. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I will help my brother regardless of what color he is, what language he speaks. Yes, I will help other children. Yes, I know what time it is. Amen. And you have come out of being a baby Christian and come into the livelihood of being a child of God. All right, here we go. We're dealing with Antichrist spirit. We're dealing with the Antichrist in this area. In your area, what do you see? Have you seen anything that you feel and you know God has dealt with you to say, no, this is not right? Jesus said, because of so much deception going on. And you have to understand, people will have minds, amen. They'll be betraying one another, hating one another, jealous of one another. That is not the spirit of God. That is not the spirit of God. So this spirit is in the world. And the enemy, amen, he's coming forth. These things are coming forth. You like it or not. Like it or not, the Bible is fulfilling. We're going to go to the lines now. We're so thankful to have you and you, amen, wherever you are. You can push one on your phones. We'd be glad to hear. Amen. You can share with God and maybe show some of you, amen, about what to prepare for, what to do for. Amen. Because God's people are always going to survive. The Holy Spirit teaches us to survive. The church always will survive. Amen. Not only the tabernacle, but you as the church. You are the individuals of the church. He will teach you how to survive and even help you be another Noah. Amen. Be another Noah. Amen. So push one on your phone and call in and push one. Those of you just calling in, amen, the first time, just call, just push one if you want to say anything. Amen. We will give you, you call your area code and last four digits. You can give your first name if you like to. Amen. Because these programs will be recorded and be shared in the many Bible studies. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. Personal testimonies that we always desire. And personal outlooks. We can't give you a grade, amen, for your college or for your home or something like that. No, we're coming together in love, amen. We're going to put you down or anything you said. No, amen. So you dial 1, you can push 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And our technician will put you in. And we open up the lines. Be glad to hear, amen, what you have to say about this end time, what you see. Maybe you haven't seen these things that are happening before. Maybe you have some biblical words, amen, the scripture you want to share, amen, with all of us, amen. So we thank God for all of you here tonight. Amen. The Bible said, where two or three come together in his name, there he will be in the midst. And Jesus said he will be in the midst through his Holy Spirit, amen, to illuminate our minds that we can catch a revelation, amen, to help strengthen you, amen. You're not the only one being persecuted. You're not the only one having trouble in your community, on your job, in a family. You're not the only one. And the enemy want to get you off your prayer life. He want to get you off of not looking at what's really happening. Amen. Because the deceiver doesn't want to be seen. They want to be behind things and want you to fault people. Amen. Because we are saved and a part of the body of Christ, we know where the problem's coming from. We know where things lie. So God bless you. Tonight, amen. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you, amen. That's why we feel we're one of the great blog talks there is, amen. Going on, we will be expanding to other areas of the country, amen. Let's push one on the phone, amen. All right, we're looking at now as we. A concern here concerning the end time, and sometimes we have end time where you feel that you're the only one. You're the only one having these problems. You're the only one feel that you've been picked out to be picked on. You might feel that you're not overcoming, amen, where you expect to be. Amen. Don't you know that the book of Revelation said those that hold out and endure. Amen. That's the power of God. Amen. Not only the power of God is that you'll be able to, amen, and always pray to ask God give you strength. Give you strength. Amen. To overcome these things. Ask God to give you strength. All right. You can push one on your phone here. I don't want to stretch out too much here, and I'm excited about this because every two or three years, someone will come up, somebody, the end of the world is coming. End of the world is coming. And when they get a crowd of people, amen, a thousand or more, amen, it begin to shake the baby Christians. They shake the babies in Christ, amen. They begin to all get frustrated. And begin to wonder, oh, no, we have the scripture. We have the scripture. Jesus said, no man knows when the Son of Man is coming. Amen. The angels don't know. Amen. So you should be thanking God for that. That'll help your brother, your sister, your auntie, amen, to come into Christ. But during that time now, remember, amen, these birth pains, this atmosphere is happening of storms and earthquakes and fires that you see, amen, and floods that's coming on. And when you have to pray and ask God, and Lord, give me the strength so when your unsaved family member come to you for help, amen, you're able. The Holy Spirit always been preparing people. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. He prepares you, amen, for the future. He prepares you for what might be coming around the curve, amen. He prepares you, amen, to educate yourself or save up or relocate or anything that he give you is different because everybody have different seasons in life. Psalms 1 says that, you know, whatever your season is, when God begin to bless you and prepare you, amen, even to take the gospel, amen, to take the gospel, you be well satisfied in your spirit and your mind that you want to bless others. Everybody want a blessing, but Abraham, God said, I bless you, Abraham, back in Genesis, that you can be a blessing. Amen. When you be a blessed, then God wants you to be a blessing. He doesn't want you to hold your goods when you know people have been through a flood. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. Before we go through, and because we will have prayer for those that, you know, other parts of the country, those that they don't know why they're going through what they're going through. Amen. They might not understand. All right, we have a caller. Area code 305, last four digits is 4271. God bless you. God bless you. You're on air. God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life. I'm listening to the conversation, and you did some great things, said some great things, some deep things, really, that kind of jumped out at me as you was talking there. And I started focusing on the word Antichrist. Yes. And I thought about you remember the First World War, either second, but anyway, the wall that the tanks, they use a lot of tanks to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. they come up with an anti-tank gun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This was the way to stop them. So mm-hmm. I focus on Antichrist because just like the tank, the gun was made especially or specifically to stop that tank.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is
mm-hmm.
a way that they could stop the tank with anti-tank
mm-hmm.
guns. So this is what has happened now. There are other evil spirits. Now, all of them is against Jesus. But then there are some that anti, that comes to disrupt or to destroy our walk in Christ, because that's the purpose of us being in him. We are his body. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And so
mm-hmm.
so as you were saying there in the opening, it gave my heart a little ring there, because in First John there, he said those false prophets have gone out into the world, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's saying how those that went out from among the church, now they're worshiping. No doubt God had touched them and they recognized, but now something else done happened to them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
and it was important for him to say that because Jesus died to bring us all together. So
mm-hmm.
it's anti-Christ for a man to come in and then go out. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
and that's a defeat. Other weak-minded people or other people that will follow. Now, you see that that's what the devil did, you see,
mm-hmm.
when he fell from heaven. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
Antichrist is a strong force of the enemy that comes just like he is. He's the light, you see what I'm saying? But he come to destroy. And so now you understand why the devil said he came to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. He ain't going to come looking like the devil. He going to come looking like as much as, acting much as he can like Jesus. But then you got to have what? The real Christ to know the difference. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
This is what we looking at. We taking a close look at today's time. See, God
mm-hmm.
have already, Bishop, said
mm-hmm.
that the end will come. He,
mm-hmm.
And there you read where he said the end is not yet, you see.
Yes, sir.
So
mm-hmm.
so what a man ought to be doing while it's not yet is get himself ready for the end. Now, I
mm-hmm.
believe that the church will be gone before the end comes, you see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But until
mm-hmm.
then, we ought to be walking in the Spirit, you see, and giving
mm-hmm.
ourselves to God and rendering our service to him because we are getting ready for that day. And it coming without you won't know when it comes, so this is our preparation time of getting together. Now, anything that's to slow us or deter us from obeying the demand of God's command is antichrist. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it comes to destroy. Now, the Lord kind of jolted me one time, and I said, "What? Why is this thing getting so strong?" And the
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost simply said, because it's Antichrist. And that was the strength and the strongness of the homosexual spirit, like it's taking
mm-hmm.
over our world. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's come
mm-hmm.
it come to destroy a man. And I'll say this, and I'm done. There are things that the enemy is using to neutralize a man. So
mm-hmm.
that when he believes on Jesus, it'd be just like they used to say, "Don't take all that." But it took all of his blood to save me. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it takes all of what God got to dump on us, to give us, to fill us, amen, to wake us. It takes all of that, amen, to what? Get us where we ought to be. That's what I was looking at, Bishop.
All right, very good, as always. And you hit on something there that, amen, that kind of throwed me back in the garden there for a minute when deception, the devil is a deceiver. And
he is.
When he comes to put a person on a thought or a pattern, put them in another direction, amen, and talking behind the church and talking behind leaders and talking behind scripture, even maybe this program, people say, "Oh, I heard that." But that's one of his tools. He always liked to do that. Some preachers would call, amen, parking lot prophesying and amen, telephone prophesying. You just left the church and he come, amen. That's always, amen. That was very deep there, and to let the members know, and people know, amen. I went to the doctor to have a checkup and got a relationship with the doctor over the years, and he said she said, "My grandma always told me, give me strength, pray for strength," because she's saying that this this drug thing coming back up. People are falling out in cars and leaving children. Amen. They're passing out parking lots. And the doctor was saying that looked like this thing, this drug was coming back, heroin coming back up. And this drug, for years, never thought this would come back up. And there's so many things that coming back up. There's nothing new under the sun. And it caused the physicians and stuff saying, what this ugly thing coming back up for? And the saints of God, like the caller was saying, we have an antichrist gun. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ, and we got the scripture. Amen. Jesus is our panacea. We got the answer. Amen. The answer is in Christ. Amen. But men can, the enemy can bounce you around, so you got to get your mind back. You got to get the mind and the body back in therapy, and that's the church is the place to go. All right. We need another caller. Amen. Another caller. Very good. We, as always, I mean, always excited when the Holy Spirit lead us. Area code 754-1267. You're on the air. God bless you.
Good evening, everybody. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you so much for having this call. It's a very interesting topic, but you know what comes to my mind is that we have to examine ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. and the word says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm always saying, you know, even in Bible study this morning, I say, you know, I look in the mirror every morning. I say, okay, little girl, are you on the right track? Is your whole heart lined up with the word of God? So I think that mm-hmm. because we're human, we have to continually examine ourselves and know that we ourselves are lined up so that we can go out and help others to receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's very good. Very good. Amen. We can correct ourselves. We don't care to correct nobody else. We should be able to get ourselves straight first. Very good. Amen. Because if somebody needs something, if you have something, like First John said, if you have some need, somebody need, and you know he need a loaf of bread, and you got an extra loaf of bread, amen. That's what it's coming down to now, amen. The witness to people, if they got a loaf of bread, you feed them first, feed her first, amen. And don't worry about what you're going to have, because you know God supplied you.
That's right.
All right, caller. God bless you. Amen. Thanks for calling. We have another call. Amen. All right. Amen. We had wonderful calls, and amen. We have to examine ourselves. James said in the first chapter of James, we seem to be religious and bridle not our tongue. Amen. Help not the fathers and the mothers. Amen. And widows. Amen. We have a job to do. We have a job to do. We have to do some putting back together our brothers and sisters. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're beginning to turn the corner here, and we're going to be going into prayer after a while for. We thank God for all our callers. You have another caller that's pushed one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Like we said before, there's no wrong call. You may have a question you want the audience to, somebody to speak on. Amen. Because we have to love people, number one. Amen. Things that are coming up now, the Bible already spoke of it. It already spoke of it. We need the Bible studies. And we need more programs to share with one another the experiences. Amen. And what you see, and don't be a lot of peer pressure out there to be materialistic. lot of idolatry is out there. Amen. And you got to be able to stand the ground and say, no, no, this is not what the scripture says. Amen. The end time is not there. And I'm not going to be worshiping this and doing this. Amen. We're getting close to the seasons and holidays. Amen. And Paul was saying in Galatians, amen, be careful how you handle yourself. And these days and times is the days of Noah. If you read the things of days of Noah and Abraham, Abraham's father-in-law and Abraham, they was in idolatry, deep in idolatry. They were selling little statues and little trees, and they were selling all kind of things. Amen, for luck. Amen, for voodoo, witchcraft. They was involved in all of that. And God told them to come out of that, Abraham. Come out of that. Amen. I got something better for you to do. So God called us, and like the elder said, that we have an antichrist, amen, weapon. Amen. God bless you. All right, we need another caller. I think we can take about three more callers, and we're going to get ready to go into prayer. I'm going to get ready to go into prayer for all those that are listening. There are some brothers and sisters going through some financial difficulties. But you can't give up. You can't give up. The first caller talking about how the enemy want to neutralize you. Amen. Failure after failure, but don't worry about that. Amen. If you know anything about sports, there are many, many teams have lost, but that was your team. You stayed with your team. Amen. So the church is a place to go for healing. Amen. The church is a place to go. Amen. For rebuilding. Amen. Recycling. God recycle us. He recycles all that we have. And, okay, we have another caller. Let's push one on your phone. Push one on your phone. All right, 305-4271. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bishop, I just thank God for the young lady who just called.
Uh-huh.
And she just identified exactly what the Lord is saying. You see, our weapons are our warfare, not carnal. And examining
mm-hmm.
yourself is one of the best gunshot you can do. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
mm-hmm.
what Jesus said to the church, to examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's another spirit that a person lift up in pride. You see what I'm saying? They won't examine themselves in that light.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they always have an answer for you, which is
mm-hmm.
good for the person who received it. But
mm-hmm.
what about, what's the benefit for you giving advice to other folks and you don't follow your own advice? See, that's
right.
A deterrent right there to the church. You see what I'm saying? We are
mm-hmm.
commanded to what? Humble ourselves. Submit ourselves one to the other. See?
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes think, Bishop, sometimes, that I can't see what's going on because the enemy is so close, the joke is so close, and he's so clear to me till I can't see. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
I need to pray, and the Holy Ghost lifts a standard. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there he gives you the power and authority to pull down that image and
mm-hmm.
and get your mind straight. See, that Satan is he's a master at what he does. You see,
mm-hmm.
so he takes the power of God to render him helpless, you see. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be able to make it because he's smarter than all of our professors and doctors. You see what I'm saying? All we
mm-hmm.
have learned. So anti means to come. You got a newborn babe in Christ. You understand? Trying to make it, trying to go through the transformation and the change and the conversion. And here's the devil, you see what I'm saying, telling him, you don't need to do all that. You don't have to go to Bishop today. Go with your mm-hmm. go with your this church down here. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He really mm-hmm. breaks you down and cripple you, you see, because it's a struggle to follow Christ, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said that it will be like that, but then if you live godly, the benefit is you'll suffer persecution, you understand? But in the midst of your persecutions, amen, there is an overcoming. So that thing is in the world like you said today, and this is the time for it. And let me say this real quick, Bishop. The whole nation, they fussing, they fighting, they arguing about. They ain't the president, but they arguing about what he should do and what this. Mm-hmm. They dislike this, dislike that. And see, that just mm-hmm. what Jesus said. There'll be walls and rumors of walls. Argument ain't nothing but a small wall. That's all it is. And it keeps on coming. You can't even turn on your TV. You can't even go to church or somebody talking about this. But what we ought to do is take out the gun, you know. Mm-hmm. Join hand with one another. Love one another. And like I heard an old man say, put your foot on the devil's neck while you can. You see? So
amen.
This is what we need today, just a simple gospel. Thank you, Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. We have to talk it out. Amen, talk it out. It seems like that's what Proverbs said, iron sharpened iron, to remind each other. God has already given us the answer. God has given us the answer through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. John, James, the 4th chapter, said, the 8th verse, in the 7th verse, they submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. We have the ability. Amen. God give us the strength within us to choose. The power of choosing. Amen. He didn't make us robots when Jesus came up and, amen, and came up, rose from the dead, and Jesus had the same body. And we're going to have the same body. Amen. Thomas, he told him, put your hand in my side, Thomas, and my hands. And Thomas thought, oh, Lord. He recognized who he was. All that talking, but when he started examining. Amen. When you start putting that scripture out there, not by how you feel, amen, that's called it Jesus, amen. The Son of God, I'm a your child. Like Hezekiah has reached out and prayed, Lord, this. And you know, when God done died for you, ain't much you can do but take it. Go ahead and take all the other benefits. Amen. Just remind yourself, when you talk it out and confess it out, amen. It strengthened you. It strengthened you as well. All right. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthened me. Amen. When I started on this broadcast, I never expected to be 2 years in it, going on 3 years. Amen. I was asking God, Lord, how are you going to, you told me to go to all the world and expand the ministry. And I went one time visiting an apostle. Amen. But 100 miles from here. He asked me to come up for, amen, a missionary meeting to go to other countries. And I got there, and this couple of words. He said, why don't you do this? And it'll help your ministry to go out. And it took me 30 minutes, 15 minutes, amen, on the air working. Now we're working to get a radio station, amen, to reach the gospel for Christ. So don't downplay yourself. Amen. About what's happening all over the world, God is on your side. God can be for you. You step out on him. Amen. Pray and let the Holy Spirit make it clear. Amen. And talk to others. All right, we're getting down now. Amen. We have another caller. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. Push one on your phone, and we want to hear what you have to say. Amen. There's nothing too silly, too wrong when we're talking about Jesus. Jesus, amen. His disciples, they went away sometime and rest. Amen. Rest is a part of, your body is a part of. Now, that is a deceptive situation when we feel we don't have to take care of ourselves, that we just burn ourselves out and don't have to eat, sleep, just don't take care of our bodies. Amen. You're a soldier in Christ. No one can use a soldier that doesn't know how to take care of themselves. You have to use what God give you. All of us have different talents. All of us have different abilities, and it makes up, like every part of your car makes up your car. If you take the window out of your car, all the windows out, you have a terrible time with bad weather, hot weather. Amen. You take all the tires off of your car, you need your tires. Every part of your car needs every part. All of us in the body of Christ, we need one another. We need one another. Amen. The 66 books and all those different prophets and teachers. Amen. Jesus said in the last book of book of Luke, amen, he came and the scriptures was written of him in the law of Moses and the prophets concerning him. Amen. So we cutting on the church the way God wants us to carry on in the body of Christ. Amen. We're just tooling up tonight, tooling up today, whenever you're looking at this. Amen. That something be said. Amen. The spirit of this confusion of the spirit, the worst spirit. Jealousy is a bad spirit. It's a bad spirit. It comes to the Antichrist. It was all in the church. Jealousy in the church. Amen. Discouragement is a bad spirit. Amen. People are just going to discourage you. Amen. Get you, throw you, neutralize you. That's all it does. Throw all the books. Okay, I ain't going to do nothing no more. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm tired. You know, they talk about me. I can't get nobody to help. You know, no. If Paul can talk to you now, he would say, the Apostle Paul, you know, I can do all things in Christ. In Christ. Jeremiah said, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Make flesh his arm. So you trust Christ, but you love your brother and let your brother help you advance. Those that you know that are mature in Christ. There are a lot of areas that and a lot of brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, they're not ready for certain things yet, but you are. Amen. So we might, okay, we better hurry on here. We can take about two more callers. Amen. Then we're going to go in prayer. We always ask for three different prayers. Amen. And we're looking at the day and time. This is the end time. Drugs are coming up. There's this flaca, there's heroin and any other drug that used to be there. They're coming up now. The young children, there are many young children without father and mother because of the fact, amen, the drugs are taking over the family. Some family you thought that wasn't taking drugs. The drugs are stronger than they used to be. Amen. They let you know the enemy is hitting hard. Amen. Destroying families. The enemy always wants to destroy the family and the church. Those are two institutions. You watch that goes on. Pray for your church. Pray for your leaders. Do you know there's true leaders and missionaries and female ministers that you know is really living right and being honest. Amen. Pray for them. Amen. Don't stop praying regardless of what you're going through. Amen. The enemy is fighting. Can you imagine your child now going to a strange family, going into a strange home? They don't know. They don't know that mother and father is not able to take care of them anymore. Amen. These are those times, and it overcharged your heart. Your heart will faint. Jesus was saying in the old days, and end time, the things that will come upon the skies and the heaven, the things come upon the earth, make a man's heart faint because of all the sorrow of the children and the families. Amen. Churches are not able to make it. Amen. Those true churches that, amen, that preaches materialism and things would draw a lot of people. But by and by, amen, God stopped pulling the cover. And the Antichrist is going to start pulling the cover himself because he want to be worshipped. Men and women got spirits of Antichrist that want to be worshipped. Because of what? In the days of Noah, there was a lot of worshiping idols. So a person want to be an idol preacher, idol teacher, want people to worship them other than God. Like Paul and Ptolemy and Mars Hill, Paul and fell down. They said, oh, y'all must be gods. Of Jupiter and Paul pull off his clothes and say, oh, don't worship us. Don't worship us. No, no, hold on. What you doing? Trying to get me killed. Hey, hold on. Amen. But day and time, you'll find them don't mind be calling great things. Amen. All right, we're getting ready now. We want to have some prayers to go forward. Amen. And those of you, go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. We like to have some prayers. Those that would pray for our people, pray whatever God leads you on your heart. God bless you. God bless you. You're on the air. 1267, you're on the air. Yes. 754. All right, we're having a connection problem there. Amen. 754-1267. Amen. We had a connection problem there. All right, we're going down to Miami. 305-4271. God bless you, Ella. Go ahead.
We'd like to pray and ask the Father to help us to continue and stay strong in His Word. Father, tonight we just bless you for the broadcast. We thank you for Bishop. Ask you to bless him and his efforts. We ask you, O God, to pour out the Spirit as you said you would upon all flesh. We know that you keep your word, so we ask you, O God, to keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. We ask you, O God, to lift up every command, remind us that we must obey and be kind and worthy to escape this that's going on in the world. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
God bless you. All right, we need two more callers. Amen. Amen. The Bible says we're two or three touch and agree. When it was bound in heaven, it's bound on the earth. Amen. 754-1267, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Father God, we give you thanks, honor, and praise. Thanking you for another beautiful day. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this broadcast that's going forth across the nation. Father, we pray that the enemy not devour our youth, Father. We pray that the family, the nucleus of the family is restored, Lord. And it is through these teachings that Bishop is offering, Father God. Bless Bishop and all that he does. Help us all, Father, to go forth to the nation. I'm praying for our leaders, especially the president of the free world. Father God, bless him and show him, Father, that you and you alone are God. And, Lord, I thank you right now in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
God bless you. Maybe we have one more. Maybe we have one more. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you as always. Lord, you say we're two or three touch and agree. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. Lord, we bind a strong man. Oh, God, we bind a strong man in every home that are listening. That the house be spoiled. His house be spoiled. Oh, God, that joy can come in. Peace can come in. Healing can come in. Prosperity can come in. Oh, God, give him understanding can come in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you above everything. We give thanks. God bless you. Thank you all. We love you all from calling. Continue to pray for one another. Pray for me. Well.